Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We are joined by Jack O'Donnell, managing partner at O'Donnell and Associates. Jack, good morning. Happy Sunday.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be with you.
Now, this OTB issue seems to have been lingering around, and there's now a new allegation. But Jack, can you take us back to when the OTB started being in the news and the issues the OTB has had over the last year?
Well, I think it goes back a few years. We had a couple audits by the New York State Comptroller with basically questioning some spending, specifically some spending on tickets and who those tickets were going to Bills and Sabres and concerts. The Comptroller questioned whether the board members should be getting health insurance. Some of them were getting cars, some other perks. The OTB, Western OTB, says they addressed a number of those, but it caught the attention of a lot of folks in Albany. And so there was some legislation proposed by Senator Tim Kennedy and Assembly Member Monica Wallace that would basically change the governance structure of Western OTB. And then last year, as part of the state fiscal year 24 budget that was enacted in mid or late April, I forget, it was kind of late last year, that included these changes in governance that really swayed the power and the majorities from some of the more rural counties that are part owners of Western OTB to some of the bigger municipalities and counties that are also part of Western OTB.
And now new allegations of wage theft and sexual harassment. It looks like the OTB is now hit with even more troubles.
Absolutely. I mean, there have been a number of other lawsuits by former workers, but this week we heard about wage theft, you know, folks not getting their tips, and then allegations that some of the OTB leadership folks were using these tickets that are purchased by Western OTB and supposed to go to the bettors or customers, and were using them to try to pick up staff and waitresses and use for illicit purposes.
So even after the original issues, tickets are still being purchased by OTB. This is still a practice, even with the new leadership?
Well, the leadership hasn't really changed, and I think that's one of the most interesting issues here is that the former board members are all in the process of being replaced. But one of the things we've seen is that appointees, both by Erie County and from the city of Buffalo, were failed to be seated because the State Gaming Commission identified them as party officials and told them they really had to make a choice between continuing their role in those cases with the Erie County Democratic Committee or serving on the board of Western OTB. Now, this was kind of a surprise to a lot of people since a number of former board members of Western OTB were also party officials, either in the Republican Party or the Conservative Party, and they were granted their gaming license. So this is sort of a new twist and has a lot of people scratching their heads.
You know, Jack, looking at other things going on in New York State, obviously that isn't the only thing. It's the newest development in a longstanding story with the OTB. But this story out of the Times Union that half of New York schools could see loss in foundation aid, something the governor proposed with the funding formula for education. Can you shed some light on that?
Sure. This is going to be a big fight as we move towards actually passing a budget this year. Now, the governor, to be clear, will tell you she has proposed an increase overall in foundation aid across the state, but she is trying to modernize the formula. These formulas haven't been touched since 2008. And, you know, it's a formula that says you have this many people, you have this many students, so you get this many dollars. Now, the governor and her team are saying we've had significant changes and there are a lot of places that have seen population loss. And therefore, those schools should be getting a different allocation. And so the reporting this week says the number of schools that could be getting less funding going forward could be half of them, which is a lot more than I think people were led to believe by the governor's proposal and budget the executive budget that she submitted. And so is it a cut or is it a cut going forward? Is it a less of an increase? If you're that school district, it certainly feels like a cut, and those folks in their legislators are going to be fighting.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on, and it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around, not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back,
Jack. You know, you have extensive experience in government in different at the state level, at the federal level. You know, we just had Congressman Brian Higgins on. He's stepping down on Friday. State Senator Tim Kennedy is the favorite to take his seat in a special election. What's that jump from state government to something like Congress? What's that like for a politician?
Well, I think it's an enormous jump. You know, it's easy to think, well, these are just two similar layers of government. But the state budget even proposed for fiscal year 25 at $223 $1 billion, you know, pales in comparison to the trillions we're talking about in Washington. And the bodies are made up so differently, right? The House alone has 435 members, where both houses in Albany are only, 216. So, you know, huge changes here. And it's also the complexity of issues, how things are funded, the agency structure in D.C. is massive, right? You can see that as the deep state, or you can see that as, hardworking bureaucrats who are experts in their field and help make those decisions. But either way, it is a lot to sort through. I do think Senator Kennedy is well prepared to do that. I think if there's anyone here who's kind of ready to make that leap, he's done a great job, especially as chair of transportation and really working across the whole state and is in a great position to do that. But, you know, you start adding in foreign policy, you start adding in deficits and deficit spending, things like immigration, it just becomes a lot more complicated than what happens in Albany.
And with Congressman Higgins officially stepping down on Friday the 2nd, any idea to when the governor will name the special election?
Well, the governor by law has 10 days to do that. She's supposed to select a date between 70 and 80 days out. That said, there are also federal rules that complicate that. The HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, means that other elections can have to be balanced, right? You have to give time for other elections to finish. And since we know we're going to have a Democratic primary here in New York for governor on April 3rd, if I had to bet on any date, I would pick that date to line them up and ideally save taxpayers a couple dollars.
And also, I mean, try to get that seat filled sooner than later, especially if it's going to be a Democrat, if you're the governor, right? I mean, does that play into her naming this sooner than later?
Absolutely. I think with what's happening in Washington, with how close majorities are, and it's razor thin right now, we're watching the fight over George Santos' seat on Long Island that's coming up real soon. You know, every vote matters, and having your community, having your state represented, I think that's certainly a factor. The sooner the better.
Jack, that's a great point. The Santos seat, does that look like here in New York State that could be a flip for Democrats if in that special election?
I got to tell you, Joe, I think it's a toss-up. A lot of Democrats would tell you that they should win it by the numbers. They should win it by how bad George Santos was, they should win it. But a lot of the same factors that led Republicans to winning all the seats on Long Island and flipping a couple seats in the Hudson Valley still exist, right? Even if inflation has gone down, it's still a factor, right? Cost of living is a factor, but so is immigration and so are crime. And then Albany has added this thing called congestion pricing, where folks in the New York City suburbs are going to have to pay to drive into the city center that has other people up in arms. So I think this is really a toss-up.
Final question. Speaking of Congress, there is the look to redistrict again before the next election. These new districts. Where are we in that process?
We're once again behind on that process. Just this week, Andre Stewart-Cousins, who's the Senate leader, did appoint someone to fill one of the vacancies, a vacancy that had been created by a death on the Independent Redistricting Commission. But to in theory, petitions start at the end of February, a month from today, to start for June primaries for those races. And we haven't even seen the first look at the map. So don't be surprised if we start hearing in the next few weeks talk about pushing back the primaries. Remember that happened a couple of years ago. They got moved from June to August. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that again.
But is there a hard deadline that they can't pass, that this has to be done before it would just go back to the way it is right now?
Is there a hard deadline? No, I mean, I suppose a court could intervene and say you've had a chance to redraw them and you didn't do it, and so I'm going to change my mind, but that would be extremely unlikely. That's where I think instead of abiding by a deadline, again, remember, these are folks in Albany, they'll just move the deadline.
Jack O'Donnell, managing partner at O'Donnell and Associates. Jack, thank you so much for shedding some light on these topics. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.